fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand, so let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio. There you go. It's 8 p.m. It's Thursday night, 8 p.m. Central Daylight Standard Savings Time, or whatever it is. It's 8 p.m. and you're where you should be in front of your radio because you want to pick through all the fake news, the propaganda, all the other nonsense, and get to the nuggets of the news. And you're right here with us at Common Sense Radio, like every Thursday you should be right where you're at. And you're always surprised that every Thursday we return. You're surprised. How did the FBI and the FCC and the DHS and the IRS not find this guy and his crew since last week? And how'd they get back on the air? But we are back on the air because of the diligence and the tenacity and the perseverance and the courage of the staff here at FMTalk1065.com. Our senior engineer is out tonight. So we have a stand-in engineer, but he's one of those ones who just he's not afraid of the FCC. That's right. I got engineer Philip Bush in here, and he's not afraid of the FCC, and he's in here with me, even though Charlie abandoned me, Teresa abandoned me.
I won't abandon you.
I know, Philip. Thank you for being here. I mean, it's just you and me. I mean, and folks, as you could tell, there's no adult supervision.
None.
Teresa has abandoned us. Can you believe she had a choice? To either go to Jimmy Buffett,
really?
Spend Thursday night with Jimmy Buffett at his concert, or do Common Sense Radio with me.
That's a shame.
And she picked Jimmy Buffett. I guess I'm not surprised. I would have picked Jimmy Buffett, too. Whether it be me or Jimmy, I would have gone to Jimmy Buffett. Anyway, I hope she has fun. Anyway, okay, look, and now I got another confession. Everybody abandoned me, and I'm totally unprepared for the show.
Uh-oh.
Because our nephew in Biloxi, they had their first child tonight or this afternoon. So guess who just literally pulled in from the hospital in Gulfport where we have a bouncing new baby, Abigail Rose, 8 pounds, 9 ounces, 20 and a half inches, born about 2 hours ago, maybe two and a half. I think it was about 5:30.
Yeah.
So I got over there. We did all the baby thing, and then I rushed all the way back. But, hey, we've got plenty to talk about. The president always gives us a lot to talk about. I guess he got on the air to talk about gun control. And we're going to get into all that, but I'm going to start with the easy one because I also think we're going to have Brian Dewberry, if he remembers, is supposed to call in about Mission First Mortgage, our sponsor for the Reagan quote. So we got all that coming up. But I kind of want to start with the easy one because I think we're going to wind up talking mostly about gun control and the Uvalde thing and all just – all the nonsense that's going on right now. And how about crime in Mobile? We're going to talk about that, too. There's been a ridiculous amount of shootings in Mobile. And I don't know if you heard the sergeant the other day. I think yesterday, the MPD sergeant. We're going to get into that. But the thing I want to start with, does everybody realize it's Pride Month? Yeah, it's Pride. It's Gay Pride Month. Started yet June. It's Gay Pride Month. And I'm sorry, but all this LGBTQ plus nonsense is driving me nuts. I'm really over it. We don't care what adults do. Consulting adults go do things. People do weird things, whatever. You're an adult. That's between you and God or whatever you believe or your whatever. Whatever you believe, and which just made me pop that in my head, and I'm going to go on a tangent here. Did you see there's a woman somewhere who says she wants to marry her toy Boeing airplane. She found this Boeing airplane. It's about 3 foot. It's a model of a Boeing airplane. And she says she has affection for it. She wants to marry it. And this is a story. This is being reported about the news. And I'm bringing this up because it kind of fits into the LGBTQ thing. She's nuts. The woman is mentally ill. Either that or she's just a complete panderer looking for attention, right? why is this a story? But I saw that, and it's emblematic of the LGBTQ month celebration, the gay pride, all that stuff. Because instead of going, okay, that's your thing, but it's immoral, it's perverted, and we don't want to know about it. Why do we have to hear about your sexuality? Why do we have to see you prancing down the streets in your parades in basically X-rated little costumes and doing pornographic moves? And then worst of all, and this is where I just can't, I don't want to stomach it. I don't want to hear gay pride. I don't want to hear anything about LGBTQ, because you're after the kids. That's where I draw the line. Don't think that they're not. Now, I'm not saying all gay people, whatever, are after the children, but there's enough of them that are going crazy with this perversion, and the people pushing this, they're grooming the kids. This goes back to the Disney thing. And you're not safe anywhere. I don't know if you saw it, but State Farm, this was just in the last 2 weeks, State Farm has put together a little booklet or something, a pamphlet about LGBTQ plus acceptance in schools. And they're saying, yeah, they're trying to get all their agents to go donate all these LGBTQ plus acceptance books to elementary schools. Thank you, State Farm, for helping Disney groom our children. I'm sorry. I'm over all of this stuff. And it's everywhere. And right here in Mobile, how many of y'all know about the Cannon? Are familiar with the Cannon? And in Midtown, right? By the World War I Memorial Park. There's a cannon. I don't think it's a World War I cannon. I think it's older than that. But anyway, the cannon, everybody knows a cannon. And I guess, you know, the traditions are that when some of the high schools, Murphy or whatever, play somebody, and whoever wins goes and paints the cannon their school colors, you know, sort of fun, mischievous things like that. Well, this last weekend for Pride Month, somebody painted the cannon, the LGBTQ. And I'm getting that right, LGBTQ. It doesn't matter. It's all the letters of the alphabet in a perverted order. Plus, they painted those rainbow colors. But it's also, you know, it's not just a rainbow now. Now they've added all these other little colors. There's a little pink and a white and a different blue and a gray. Because, you know, they have 137 different perversions they're trying to jam in there. Anyway, they painted the cannon. And I got to say, they actually did a really good job. The paint job was actually excellent. And, I mean, they did a good job. It looked like some of the artsy-fartsy people did it. But it's in your face. And I'm so tired of it being in your face. And the reason it's really bothering me, and I'm past it, is because it used to be, oh, you just need tolerant. And I am tolerant. I think most people are tolerant. We may not agree with your lifestyle, but you do what you want. You do your lifestyle. Hey, I'm not going to get in that. You know, it's like I said earlier, it's between you and your God and whatever you believe, or between you and God, whether you believe it or not. You won't find out. But anyway, whatever you believe, it's up to you, right? You figure it out. You're adults. I don't want to hear about it. And then it got to be more and more, it's in your face. It's in your face. It's in your face. It's in all the advertising. It's in all the advertisers are trying to send it to your schools. Disney wants to put all the LGBTQ plus characters in their little cartoons to indoctrinate your children, because they are grooming. They are after your children. And don't think this is extreme, because folks, it wasn't that long ago that we didn't talk about being gay. Homosexuality was taboo. And if you were, and I'm not saying, look, because they've always been around. People, there's always been homosexuality. But you didn't go running around and flaunting it. And then once it finally was cool to come out of the closet, boom, we started getting it forced and forced and forced. But said, okay, well, we'll tolerate it. And it's kind of funny and it's cool. You know, it goes all the way back to the 70s, La Cage aux Folles. I don't remember if you remember that movie. I won't even get into that. But anyway, but we never have gay marriage. But they kept pressing. Well, folks, when gay marriage fell, became, oh, boom, just a few years ago, like lightning, this transgender nonsense that boys can be girls and boys should be able to go into the girls' bathrooms and transgender, I get confused back and forth, but dudes who dress and drag are now in women's prisons. And guess what? Now they're having pregnancies in women's prisons. The point is, all of that happened within a couple of years. It went crazy. Now they're after the kids, folks. Don't think that they are not after the kids. So I just had to get that out of my system. It's not a happy Gay Pride Month. It's disgusting. It's vile. And I really don't appreciate seeing any of it. Keep your sexuality to yourself. All right. We have some texts. And the calls are, the lines are open, 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio, and we're going to let me catch up with the text line. John texted in about Teresa going to see Jimmy Buffett. He texted, she picked a Democrat over Pete Rehm? Yes, she did. People don't realize that. Jimmy Buffett is actually a raging liberal leftist. A lot of people don't realize that, and he's not nice about it either, is my understanding. And then John says, don't tell Dire Straits the rock group, and I don't know what that means. Are they gay or something? I have no idea what that means. Sorry, I just can't keep up with stuff. And then we have from Spruill, they just thought the same thing in Sodom and Gomorrah. We know the rest of that story. That's right. They thought, oh, it's all fine. It's all fun and games, blah, blah, blah. And then he also put in sexual deviance. It's not, if it's not natural, it's perversion. And that's part of the point. We're not, look, it's up to you. You once you're an adult. But as children, no, you don't get that choice. I mean, look, kids want to eat dirt sometimes, right? They want to stay up all night. They only want to watch, eat candy. They want to, sometimes, I mean, I've had a 7-year-old that wants to be a dog. So what do? Go get him a collar? And I mean, come on, people. Use some common sense with all this. Anyway, so let's see. Doug texts in. Okay, come here. Pete, Romans 1, 21 through 32 tells exactly where we are at. Men with men, women with women. That is not natural. There ain't no male been born that believes he should have been a woman and vice versa. I know. It's just, and all you're doing, it's like the woman with the, who wants to marry her thing, the woman who wants to marry her airplane. These people have problems. They need help. They don't need affirmation. They need help in understanding the problems that they have. I mean, there's actually a woman who was transgender for 5 years, and now she is out there absolutely fighting because she said, I made all these mistakes, took all these drugs, I damaged my health, I almost killed myself with all these transgender treatments and drugs and hormones and surgeries, when really I needed mental health help. But all these people sold me down, and for 5 years I almost killed myself doing this, and that's the point of this. Help these people. Okay, let's see. John says Dire Straits is a group from the 80s that mocked Boy George. Okay, that kind of helps me a little bit, John, but not a lot. And doesn't have Meta has come back and says, hi, Aranic, the Rainbow Crowd, because he said, I saw the cannon, thought the Grateful Dead were back in town. Okay, I guess that. And he also says he's in love with his gun. He wants to marry it. If you disagree, you are racist against guns. Yes, you're welcome. You're right. Then how ironic, the Rainbow Crowd is advertising on a huge, large weapon of war. Do they even think things through? A good spin doctor could take that story to the national media about how the rainbows are starting war. That's right, Joe Biden. Are you going to ban that cannon? The one that you said that you falsely said Americans could never own because the LGBTQ crowd is, they're using warlike symbolism. They're declaring war. And then Dire Straits had a hit song, Money for Nothing, censored due to using the word, oh, faggot in it. Oh, okay. Now it's all starting to make sense. Thank you, doesn't that matter? Okay, on that, look, we got a special guest calling in. We wanted to, he's a longtime sponsor. You've heard me talk about Mission First Mortgage, and I'll talk about it again at the bottom of the hour because they sponsor the Reagan quote every week. But Mission First Mortgage is mission-focused, mission-oriented, and their mission is your financing. They got a lot of great things going on. Let's welcome on line one, Brian Dewberry. How you doing, Brian?
I'm great. It's your favorite Marine, Pete.
It is. How did you know? It is my favorite Marine. Nick Matranga is mad because you know he's listening right now, and he's mad because he thought he was my favorite Marine.
I know why they get to keep that cannon, though, because it's not a high-capacity cannon.
Is that what it is? Okay, I didn't realize that.
It's
okay.
A single shot, yeah.
It's a single shot.
10 rounds.
So you can have a single-shot cannon. You just can't have a high-capacity cannon.
Mass damage.
Right, I got you. So look, Mission First Mortgage, you know, I talk about it all the time, mission focused, mission oriented. It's all about you, your financing, being able to get your dream home. Y'all have got a lot of good things going on. You've opened a new office and other things. Tell us about the new office, where that is.
We do. We've got an office located in Foley at 209 West Jessamine Avenue. That's just south of the pedestrian bridge in downtown Foley and one block west, if you know your compass directions.
Marines do.
Some of us.
Some of them. I wouldn't. Well, most of the services do. I wouldn't bet on the Air Force, but they probably got smartphones with GPS, so they don't need a compass. So
we're doing a lot of great things. We're doing so much business all around Mobile and Baldwin counties. We need another area to kind of branch out and get out to those guys and serve the customers of the lower half of Alabama and even the top half remotely.
Right. So now people can get to you online or call you, and you can service them wherever they are. Yeah. But now that you got that office, how many people do you have over there?
Right now we just have one, but we're looking to expand. We've got some more people coming down the pipeline, so we've got all we can handle and more. We need more people. We've got the same problems everybody else does.
Oh yeah, nobody can hire people that way. But you can get the personal thing, or because people can reach you anywhere. I mean, wherever you can be. So what is the advice, or is there any exciting new products, or is there advice you want to share about the interest rate environment right now?
Yeah, everybody's uptight about the interest rates. I can understand that. You know, we went through 2 years of record lows where you heard every day on the news 2%, 2%, 2.5%. Those days, they've gone. They are gone. But there's still a housing shortage. There's still people that need to find houses. We're number five in the states of people locating from other states. So we've got
right.
A lot of clients coming from California, from New York, from Michigan, from Ohio, from everywhere outside of Alabama. The secret's out.
So wait a minute. So we're number five. Alabama is the number five inflow state?
That's it. We're number five, and we're creeping up there.
That's actually pretty good because, you know, I mean, obviously, I guess Texas and Florida are probably number one and two, and then maybe Tennessee. So I don't know before, but for us to be up there, that's pretty good.
Well, all those other states have in common is no income tax, but we have really, really low property taxes. That's what we've got benefits.
Oh, yeah. No, we have extremely low property taxes.
So even though we have higher interest rates, the homes are still affordable because we have lower property taxes. The sellers are starting to understand that, you know, a little bit of negotiation is going to have to happen now because of the interest rates. We're seeing, you know, more creative real estate deals happen. It's not so much of one person applying 35 times to get a house and not being able to get one because they've been outbid. You know, that's kind of slowing down, too. So it's still a great time, you know, and people are still buying houses. People still have to have a place to live. And rent is getting higher.
Rent is through the roof. So you still, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, you wind up paying less if you buy as opposed to, you know, renting. So would you say there's a little bit of urgency to, if you're thinking about it, that you need to go ahead and get qualified?
Absolutely. I tell everybody, even if you're thinking about it, even if you think you're a year away, give us a call. We can put you on the path to understand exactly what you can afford, you know, based on what you want to afford, and get you a plan designed for your specific needs and wants.
So let me ask you, so even a year out, if you're thinking about it, you need to be talking to Brian and his crew now and doing this and doing that and getting ready. So you go get them. I mean, you can handle credit problems. Is that correct?
So what we'll do is, we've got a credit simulation software where if you have credit problems, now these aren't problems that you haven't paid your bills in 5 years, but if you've got some legitimate hiccups that, you know, all of us have at some point or another, we can take a look at your credit profile and we can pinpoint areas that need specific attention. And typically within a year or two, we can get you in range of qualifying.
And we get you in range of qualifying. And then so that's why it's important to get early, understand what you're doing, so you can meet your timeline. The other thing is, so if you get somebody pre-approved and pre-qualified, how long does that last? Does that be renewed?
So it'll last for 90 days, which is the length of time the credit report is valid. But if we put you on a plan and you're doing positive things to make those improvements, you're only going to go higher, which is only going to increase your buying power, because your credit score is a huge driver in what your interest rate is.
Right. Okay. So all of that works together. Okay, so where do people get more? I mean, I know they call you at 251-289-1141. Call Brian Dewberry.
Yep.
Or
I made sure to pick one of the world's longest email addresses. It's so it's easy to remember. It's missionfirstmortgageinc.com. And from there, you can find us. You can search us on Facebook. We're on Instagram. I even think we're on Twitter. And we have not changed any of our logos on social media to rainbow colors. We're holding the line.
Right. he hadn't joined the – that's how Harry's Blades lost me a few years ago. They hit Pride Month, and they started just inundating me with silly gay pride stuff. And I said, finally, all right, I'm going to Dollar Shave Club. But anyway, so they can go to missionfirstmortgageinc.com, INC, or call you at 251-289-1141. Anything else you want to tell folks about Mission First Mortgage?
Yeah, we've got one more exciting product announcement. We're now offering home warranties, separate and apart from mortgages.
Oh, wow.
Got a mortgage with somebody, if you're living in a house and you want to get a warranty on your major appliances, your AC, your pool pump, your plumbing, any of the major components of your house, reach out to us. There's actually a link on our website to fill out an application to find out, you know, what we can cover and how much it'll be. But it's an excellent partnership between us and a company called Armadillo. They're a technology company. You can choose your own service provider when you have an incident. They'll repay you via Venmo or Cash App. Super simple.
Wow.
Super easy. Two-page contract. Nothing complicated.
Home warranties now with Mission First Mortgage. Okay, Brian, thank you so much. And on the other side, we'll be right back. We'll be talking about you and the Reagan quote. We appreciate your support and your sponsorship.
Thank you, Pete.
All right, thanks. There he goes, Brian Dewberry, the old Marine that runs a Cracker Jack crew at Mission First Mortgage. And we'll be right back.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And boy, that was a quick break. I was almost not even ready for it. We went through it really quick. But hey, at the bottom of the hour, we bring aboard a very special sponsor who you just heard from, Brian Dewberry, who does such a great job at Mission First Mortgage. They are mission-focused, mission-oriented. And what is their mission? It's you. It's your financing, your mortgage, your home, how you can go shop for it with confidence and get out there, be locked and loaded, sight that sucker in, target, and take it out. That's what the Marines do for you at missionfirstmortgageinc.com. Go visit them at mission, numeral one, stmortgageinc.com. And look, and they've also got a new office, not just here at I think it's 804 Church Street in downtown Mobile, or you can go to 209 West Jessamine Avenue in Foley. Go check them out online, wherever, or just look. It's easy. Call Brian, 251-289-1141. 251-289-1141. He can tell you where to go and what to do. He tells me where to go all the time, but he will tell you how to get qualified, pre-approved, and get that mortgage and all that. And they are with us for years now to bring you the wit and wisdom from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
You pointed out that police would be so busy arresting handgun owners that they would be unable to protect the people against criminals. It's a nasty truth, but those who seek to inflict harm are not fazed by gun control laws. I happen to know this from personal experience. I've always felt a special bond with the members of your group. You live by Lincoln's words. Important principles may and must be inflexible. Your philosophy put its trust in people. So you insist on individuals be held responsible for their actions. The NRA believes that America's laws were made to be obeyed and that our constitutional liberties are just as important today as 200 years ago. And by the way, the Constitution does not say that government shall decree the right to keep and bear arms. The Constitution says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
All right, there you go. That was from his address to the NRA convention or something. I can't remember. Sometime in the 80s. I told you I was unprepared for the show tonight. I have it somewhere, but it was from the 80s. But the point is, the Constitution is very clear. Our president, who came out tonight, has said again over the last week or so, and he said it a few weeks ago, well, you know, the Second Amendment's not absolute. You know, the original Americans couldn't own cannons. He said that lie a couple of times. No, Americans could buy cannons. Americans, we're sovereign individuals and citizens just like the government. They only govern us because we give them our consent at the ballot box, right? At the ballot box, we give consent and through the Constitution. Other than that, they have no power different than what we have, right? They have no power different than what we have. So yes, anything the government can have, we should be able to have, and that's the way it was. Back then, we could have cannons. Trivia, and here, I'll give you a little trivia that's absolute proof. It wasn't a revolutionary time, War of 1812. The Battle of New Orleans in January of 1815, General Andrew Jackson defeated the British. And one of the keys to defeating the British was his overwhelming artillery firepower that the British, because the British landed and had to drag their little light cannons through the swamp, so they couldn't bring big cannons. Do you know what General Jackson used to defeat the British as they came to New Orleans and Chalmette? He used big naval artillery, big cannons that they took off of ships and put on a line to fight. They moved them off the ships and put them on a line. They fixed them to fight the British. Who do you think he got the cannons from? Jean Lafitte, the pirate. A private individual owned those cannons, folks. He went to a private individual who happened to be a pirate, Jean Lafitte. Okay, that's a little detail there. But it was a private individual owned the cannons and said, yes, General Jackson with the United States Army, I will loan you my naval artillery to help you defeat the British. So don't give us this bunk from by. Anyway, I got off on a tangent on there. All this really goes, I picked it also, my column this week is Demagoguery Will Not Protect Our Children. Go to renewamerican.com, renewamerica.com. Demagoguery will not protect our children. And that's what's happening right now, is demagoguery from the left. They're coming out and saying things like, oh, you can't spill enough blood, innocent blood to get the Republicans to changed their minds on gun control, or Republicans love their guns more than their children. Despicable, vile things said by Joy Reid and other Democrats. Joy Reid, it's the Democrat media complex, whether they're in the media or in the Congress, they're all the same. They're all the leftists that are doing all this nonsense out there. They're using this demagoguery to try to enforce gun control, and it does nothing to protect our children. It does nothing. Matter of fact, one of the stupidest things that were said by several Democrat congressmen when people brought up and said, hey, maybe we should look at putting armed guards in the schools. And the Democrats go, oh, no, you can't. That's a silly idea. Putting more guns in schools make it more dangerous. We would never do that. That's going the wrong direction. We don't even want to consider that. That is so asinine and so dishonest and intellectually bankrupt, it really makes me angry. Because let me point out to you, the most dangerous place in the United States about a week ago, a little over a week ago, was Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas. And you know why it was the most dangerous place? Because there were no guns in that school. Not one, until a madman showed up. And when the madman showed up with one gun or two guns, whatever he had, but he was the only one that had guns, it became the most dangerous place and a killing field. And do you know when it became safe again and security was restored? When it was overrun with good guys with guns. All run around. You had dozens of people with guns run around. They killed the bad guy with the gun, and guess what? Then it was safe again. Then the people started to breathe easy again because the good guys with the guns. So, you morons out there, how hard is it to go, instead of waiting for the good guys with the guns to show up and the bad guy shows up, pre-position the good guy with the gun in the school? What is wrong with you people? And that's the demagoguery, because it's not about the safety. It's not about the safety of the kids. It's about gun control. It's about taking away your rights. And look, I had a column about this 2 weeks ago. When does gun control make sense? It's also renewamerica.com. And it said to accept gun control is to surrender our freedom. It is to forfeit our freedom. It is to surrender and say, we are an immoral people. We are an unvirtuous people. We are a people that cannot handle freedom. We are irresponsible and we need masters. So take away our guns because we can't be trusted. That's what gun control is. When you're ready to give up on the United States of America and the citizens don't want to be free anymore, and if you're going to be immoral and unreliable and irresponsible, then that's where we're at. But right now, we need to protect the kids. That gun control bait will go on. They're not going to get it through. They're going to maybe one day get it through. Depends on us. But right now, we need to have action. And the action is, this happens every few years. It happened at Parkland, at the Stoneman, Marjorie Douglas Stoneman, whatever that high school was, just a few years at Parkland, Florida. About a decade ago in Connecticut, at Sandy Hook. It's happened at other schools. It's all over. And we have this debate every time. Why are not all these schools hardened? Why are not there armed guards in all these schools? Because what you don't hear in the news, folks, there's something like hundreds of school shootings every year. But a lot of them you never hear about. You know why? Because they're in places like Kentucky where they have armed guards in the school. And the armed guards thwart it, and then you never hear about it. You never hear about all the times that these things were thwarted and they didn't have these catastrophes happen. So it's unconscionable. So it's time in the state of Alabama. We need to – and you can't trust the school districts to do this because there's a bunch of lefties in all the school districts, and there's all sorts of other crap to talk about there. It's time the state mandated their – and fund. They got the money. Put armed guards in every school, private or public, and harden those schools so they only have one entry point. They have access points. It's time for that. That's in the column, Demagoguery Will Not Protect Our Children. Check it out at renewamerica.com. And look, we got calls. I don't even know who we got. Let's go to line one and see who we have. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who do we have?
This is Joe
Hey, Big Joe, how are you?
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
If a gay person was to come and ask you for a job or your company, would you hire them?
If they're qualified. I mean, if they're qualified.
I was listening at the conversation, just like I listened at Joe Pag. He sounds like some kind of freak every night. All he talk about is gays, homosexuals, LGBT, 1, 2, 3. And then he'll come back and say, well, they got a right to live their life. But you demonize the people, and you criticize them like they don't have no rights, like y'all want.
No, they do. No, they
don't
do.
Want gun control, right? But you don't want these people to have their rights.
Wait, no, Joe, nobody says they don't have their rights. They can have their rights, but they don't. They don't.
That's them people's sexual life.
No, Joe, they don't have the right to impose their sexuality and perversions on the rest of us.
Nothing on you, man. You're a grown man.
No, they are. They want us to kowtow to all their stuff. Hey, look, let me give you an example, Joe.
Giving an excuse.
No, let me give you an example.
Okay, give me an example.
When I was in the Navy, and I've been out about, 17 years, but I was in the Navy in the 80s and 90s, we had gay people in the Navy. We knew we had gay people, but you know what those gay people who were in the Navy serving alongside of me, and some of them were good, some of them were bad, but in particular the good ones, you know what? You know why they were in the Navy? Because they wanted to serve their country. Their focus was to be a sailor. They were essentially in everything. Their essence was to be a sailor. Their essence wasn't that they were homosexual. Their essence was, I am a sailor in the United States Navy, and I want to serve that my country, and my sexuality has nothing to do. That doesn't define me. Being a sailor defines me. And they got along fine. My problem now is, Joe, that's the point. The militant...
Broadcast your sexuality.
No, the militant gay pride, thing is, now it's all about, everything you do is because you're gay. You can't just be anything. No, you got to be a gay something. I don't care if you're gay. If you're a good doctor, a good football player, you work in my company, I don't want to know that you're gay. I don't want to know what kind of sex you have.
Okay,
I don't.
If you, they know you heterosexual, right? It's okay for that, right?
Well, I can know that they're homosexual, but I don't go sitting around talking about my heterosexual proclivities. I don't go talking about my sexuality. I don't rub it in their face. I don't need to know. They don't need to know about it. I don't need to know about it. And look, really, the point is we're drawing the line. They're forcing it on the kids. They're indoctrinated. They're like drug dealers trying to entice the kids into their perversion.
It's been gay people since Bible days, man.
Yeah. And you know what? Back in the, they've always been Bible days. And back in the Bible days, they stoned them so that they would keep it to themselves. What?
Did you get rid of them when you stone them?
No, they're always there. I didn't advocate to stone them.
You can't take your gun.
Joe, I didn't.
Stop talking about all that crazy stuff.
No, Joe,
the government not going to come get your gun.
No, the government will come. Joe, do you have a gun?
Yeah, I got guns.
You don't think that this government will take away all your guns? You know what? Joe, that's ridiculous. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Did they take away? Joe, did you know that the people in England used to have guns?
Did you know?
Did you know when they took them away? They took them away 30 years ago because I was stationed with a Royal Navy commander who lost all his guns, had to turn them into the government. They will take them away. No, the government confiscated all the guns, and now the people in England are losing their freedom, and you're going to watch it in Canada, and if you don't think Joe Biden and the Democrats will take away your guns, you're fooling yourself, because they will take every gun. That's a whole nother debate, but it was stolen. It was stolen. We don't have time for that. Look, Joe, we're way over the break. We're way over the break, but thank you for listening and thank you for calling. We'll get back to calls and texts right after this. Thanks.
That Joe Pag must be some kind of freak.
I don't know, Joe Pags. Joe, you have a good night. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back. Let me see if I can get through all this on the text line. Doesn't Have Meta says Joe might be the guy from the Midday Show intro that asked, what's wrong with the beer we got? It drink pretty good, don't it? I love that one, but I think it's a guy from Birmingham, actually. And then unnamed texter said the Virginia Tech shooter killed 30 people in 11 minutes. Most of those people were killed with a .22 caliber. Why? Because he was the only one with a gun for 11 uninterrupted minutes in a gun-free zone. He reloaded 15 times. Gun-free zones kill. The Aurora theater shooter drove past six other theaters because they were not gun-free zones. He chose the first theaters with no gun signs. Because there was, right, I mean, because they had no gun, that when they didn't have gun, they had no gun signs. So it's all that. James said was the caller drunk. And then Dave from Gulf Shores, he's gone all over the place tonight. He says, so we can't handle ourselves, so that's why we're getting getting gun control laws. Maybe it's probably because we got speed limits. I don't like those damn things either, and I don't know how much they work. Pete, why don't we just go to all remote school? Wouldn't it be a lot cheaper, work a lot better than turning our schools into prisons? Okay. Dave from Gulf Shores, he's way off track on a couple things. One, speed limits and gun control. Speed limits don't violate your constitutional right to bear arms or any particular constitutional right. It's a regulation on how to drive on the road. And you know why you have the speed limit? There's only one reason you have the speed limit. The insurance companies demand it because at certain speeds, there's greater accidents, more people killed, insurance rates go up. Same thing with the drinking age. Do you think the drinking age is really because we care that 18-year-olds are drinking beer instead of smoking dope? No, it's because they have more accidents. So, Dave, you're conflating things that don't even... to say speed limits and taking my guns away. Oh, well, that's just control laws. No, it has nothing to do. You're violating my right to bear arms to defend myself and trying to conflate that with how you drive on the freeway. That doesn't work. And don't give me this, oh, we're going to turn our prisons into schools. Hey, Dave, have you been to the bank? Does it feel like a prison when you deposit or take out money because there's a little man there with a gun? Protecting the money? Or how many stores do you go to now that have armed guards? Restaurants you go to have off-duty policemen standing out there. Does it feel like a prison when you go to dinner at the Half Shell because there's an off-duty mobile police officer with a gun? No, that's moronic, Dave. I'm trying to save you, Dave, from Gulf Shores, from being a leftist loon. Those are moronic arguments. Please get therapy for those. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that, but I had the same thing from some guy from New York City say the same crap from New York City on Facebook. So I'm like, what are there talking points out there? Okay, I got to get to the calls. Johnny from, I don't know where Johnny's from, line two? Yes, Johnny, go.
Yeah, I'm living in Sims.
In Sims, okay, what do you got, Johnny?
Two things. One of the representatives that introduced the bill and crying on the floor of the House about the dead children was also the same guy that last year introduced the bill to get all of the guns out of the schools. So one year you're in favor of disarming the schools, the next year you're sad that something happened because there was no armed guard there to stop this from happening.
Exactly.
And the other hypocrisy that I see in it is we deprive our children the protection of an armed guard no matter where the school is. There should be someone there, and they earn respect from the kids. The kids learn to look up to the police officer. The officer interacts with them. But most important, they're there to protect those children.
Exactly.
They want to take that away from those children. At the same time, they enjoy the iron curtain of armed guards where they work every day. If weapons are not the answer, why do we have guards on the Capitol Hill?
Right. What? Why do all the politicians go with armed guards? Why do all the celebrities go with armed guards? And the guy, I think you're talking about Murphy, or something from Connecticut.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, the guy from Connecticut. And you're right. He's the guy who killed bills or whatever it was to put armed guards in the schools, and now he's up there all indignant about it when he blocked the only thing that makes sense to protect those kids. And actually, if you've ever seen, God, his name slips me, he's a citizen of the year for the Southwest Mobile Chamber of Commerce last year. He does the Cops for Kids things for Mobile. He's a great guy. And he is in the schools every day, and the kids love this guy. They did a video about this guy. The kids all look up to him. They love him. They learn to respect law enforcement. And when he's around, guess what? They're safer. They're protected. Johnny, you're absolutely right. And that's why Dave from Gulf Shores got me going there, because he really was kind of off.
A liberal friend of mine, you're in favor of gun violence if you're in favor of guns. I said, we didn't outlaw airplanes when we had a 9/11, and that's like me saying, you don't want to outlaw airplanes, you're in favor of terrorism. Doesn't make any sense.
No.
The argument doesn't hold water.
No, because they will not accept that evil exists. They will not accept that it's the bad actor. They want to blame. I mean, I had some stupid liberals from the New York City I alluded to sent this little meme thing that, from a teacher, I have so much trouble in my class because this one kid has a hammer and he's hitting all the other kids in the head with a hammer. And somebody said, why don't you take the hammer away? He said, no, we're thinking about giving all the kids hammers. And he's trying to use, it's replacing gun. It's the same thing. We used to have hammers in shops and we didn't hit each other with hammers.
Someone sent me one like that this week that had a stray cat, and they tried to pet the stray cat. The stray cat attacked them. And the whole story was to equate the stray cat to guns.
Yeah.
And I told him there was one hole in his argument. You could lay the inanimate object of a gun.
Johnny, I'm sorry, we're out of time.
We would never.
Johnny, I'm sorry, we've run out of time. Folks, we're gone. Honey, it's time to come home.